Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I'm looking at roll 20. Who is the cat playing the piano?
Cat playing the piano.
Oh, that's the cat lady.
She's... Oh, the cat lady, of course. Why didn't that immediately occur to me?
It's the lady who thinks she's a keyboard.
It's the cat who thinks she's a keyboard.
This is not even on heat. Do you know that? You don't
even... I just hit on.
You just turn... He has the fan blowing. No wonder I'm cold. This is not... It's the heater. It's the heater, but no heat coming out. What a... No wonder! It's just cold over here. You're the smartest man alive. That was a good accent. I don't know what accent that was either.
That's my next NPC.
Oh, smartest man alive.
Or Will's next disguise. Born and raised here in Valaki.
I'm not even in Valaki. We've gone to another place now.
Born and raised in wherever we're standing now.
Eric, say your lines to me.
Huh?
Say your lines from being Fuzzywig.
Oh, I don't know them yet.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Are you going to be in A Christmas Carol?
Yep.
One of my favorite stories ever.
Yes!
I read it every single Christmas.
I read it, and I watch my parents own every version, like film version ever made.
What's your favorite film version?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I love Muppet Christmas Carol.
I love Muppet... Okay, Greg, I'm so...
Who's which?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
The Muppets.
Oh, that's such a good one.
It's amazing.
George C. Scott's. Do you know George C. Scott's version?
Yes. I know all of them because I am as obsessed as you. Like, me and Abby actually just were talking about that not very long ago, how that's, like, our favorite.
So wonderful.
And then, oh, also, so three. Muppets, George C. Scott, and Alistair Sims.
Oh, you know
Alistair
one!
Sims is the Sims that I love.
See, nobody
but I'll
knows
check out.
That's
I don't think
favorite.
I've ever seen George C. Scott.
George C. Scott's is very good. The music is very good.
And, really?
Who I think it's the George C. Scott one where Roger Reese plays the nephew who, if you've seen Men in Tights, he's the sheriff of Rottingham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's Scrooge's nephew in that one. He's it's so good.
Yeah, when I was telling Abby this when we were having our discussion about A Christmas Carol, my family was big into sports and stuff, but the one thing that they did every year theatrically was every year we went to see a different production of A Christmas Carol. It was the tradition, and we also owned, we had Mr. Magoo. We have like all of them, you know, like
the Mr. Magoo version.
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
That was
my dad's favorite.
So their pens and their pencils. Yes,
that was my dad's favorite version, and
that was my dad's favorite version too.
And he loved, my mom's favorite version.
He loved the song that he sings with a hand for each hand.
Oh my god, I was just playing
for the world.
Yes.
And every time it comes up, my mom cries.
Yes.
because my dad related to that song when he was growing up.
Yep.
And she's always has exactly that reaction.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, growing up,
oh my
oh,
God.
I love
that's,
all those
that's
movies.
That's my dad. That was the song my dad would sing all the time. But also the other one that he always sang was and Razzleberry Dressing, because when we were
my mom would sing too.
The Wuffleberry cake.
Yeah, yeah. When I was little, I was always like, whoa, I want Wuffle Jelly cake that looks amazing. Like, and it doesn't exist. Wuffle Jelly cake.
Razzleberry gravy.
Yeah, Razzleberry gravy. And you didn't, did you even know that before you knew me? I'm obsessed with A Christmas Carol, so he now knows them. But, and Alistair Sim, it's so funny because like, I never knew anyone growing up who knew that movie. We watched that is a tradition. We always watched it on Christmas Day. Alistair Sim, A Christmas Carol. And it's not even called A Christmas Carol. It's like Alistair Sim. It's not technically called A Christmas Carol. It's like, what the heck is it?
I think I actually, oh yeah, you're right. It's the ultimate title that Charles Dickens.
Yeah, it's I can't remember.
Or A Ghost Tale of Christmas or something
yes.
like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Google says it's called Scrooge.
Oh, maybe it is just called
Oh,
Scrooge.
Well, there's that too.
I'm so obsessed that I know everything about it except for the title.
Right.
But like, you know.
The title, get me into the acting. I don't care about what it's
it
called.
It was released as A Christmas Carol in the U.S.
Okay, shut up, all right? Just shut up! Just shut up!
Ebenezer Scrooge is seen leaving the London Exchange on his way.
See, I always just called it Alistair Sim. We always just call it Alistair Sim. And you know what? Fun fact. Will's middle name is Alistair. After that movie, and I'm not kidding,
really?
Because it's my That's favorite. Awesome. I love it so much. That's why he's Will A. Pompey, and it's Alistair. Yep, yep. I always love that movie. He's so good. But yeah, Muppets, it's hard to even say it's my favorite because Muppets Christmas Carol, man, does that not make you cry? And like, the songs in that are amazing as well.
It's so good.
The Bless Us All is when we sing together outside
of the movie. Oh, God. Oh. I'm so excited. I have two people that love A Christmas Carol as much as I do. Yay, I'm full of Christmas cheer and also caffeine shakes, I think, still.
And razzleberry gravy.
Everybody we're actually dancing.
What a perfect segue from what we were just talking about.
I know.
This classic song from one of the versions of A Christmas Carol.
It's when Scrooge wakes up and realizes that he still has a chance to live Christmas Day. That's the song playing on his alarm clock.
Yes, it is. It's true.
If I ever direct A Christmas Carol, that is how he's going to wake up on Christmas Day.
Oh my God, can I please be in that performance? I will play anything. I just want to be part of that. And now we love
Hello.
To joke too much that we can't...
You know what? I'll take it.
Oh my God.
CNC Music Factory. That song came out 27
earrings.
Years ago.
Abby's wearing earrings.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
27 years ago?
Yep, 1990.
You big jerk. Why'd you even bring that up?
Oh my God. 1990 was 27 years ago.
You say that like it's like not 27 years ago for me. I mean, I was 4, but...
Oh, shut up.
Again.
I didn't say that before. Maybe that was implied.
Oh my God. That is... No. Whenever I hear that the 90s were... No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's a classic rock song right there we just listened to, everyone.
God,
welcome back, everyone.
Oh, thanks.
Hi.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
I don't remember what my character is like.
I barely remember anything, too.
Yeah.
And this is one of the ones where I didn't write a recap, so that's great.
Oh, no!
But let's stumble through it together. Let's see. The last session started in Valaki, in the house.
Okay.
And you all left.
Batthwack had a thing in his head.
Spear?
A phrase. A spear in his head. And a sphere.
A sphere.
And a fear.
His head is a sphere.
And his head was seared.
It's a very orange-like head.
It was wearing a sheer nighty.
God. Something about, because we were saying lots of things about peen, it was something about the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Provide the hammer.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Prevent the bite.
That's right.
Did it.
That happened.
Yeah.
Great, now we're all caught up.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Sorry.
You, a couple sessions before, had been approached by an old man. He was thinking that Will was the Baron and was asking for help in retrieving his son, who was stolen away in the night. Mm-hmm. Irina gave you a tip that it might have been a werewolves. So you...
Well, also, the guy was like, they're covered in hair. And
yeah.
We were like,
but
well...
But he didn't say werewolves.
But...
Did he?
But I think we know.
He gave you some pants.
Yeah.
Some pants.
Some pants. You kept saying pants.
Pants. Nat's pants.
Nat. Yeah, his name is Nat. Nat's pants.
And you headed off. Will was visited briefly by his patron.
Yeah.
Who told him his familiar privileges had been revoked.
Oh, yes.
You headed down the road. You eventually ran into... A lone figure traveling east, no, west.
Loan my ass.
Loan your ass.
He was not alone.
He appeared to be lone.
Yeah.
He was lone-esque.
Oh,
he was seemingly
That's
lone.
What we're doing now. That's
right. Yeah.
He asked if you had any silver weapons for sale
and
to
got
trade.
And we very specific.
What?
Specific. Suspicious! Suspicious.
Suspicious fish.
Fish dishish.
And after determining that you did not have any to provide to him.
Ah, you jerk!
He
it was so good. It
transformed
was...
in front of your eyes to some sort of wolfman
we were like,
hybrid.
No, we don't have any silver weapons. Kill us now!
Actually, you never really said you didn't.
I guess
you
not.
All kind of just hedged around it like you do with every NPC interaction ever.
It's good thing you didn't ask us what our names were or anything. Like, hello, my name is... What's yours? We would have been there forever.
Yep.
We would have still been doing that interaction.
Someday you're going to get to an NPC who only will kill you if you properly introduce yourselves.
And we'll win!
And your bacon will be saved.
Eric, I think it's time that we finally let you in on our little secret. Every time we don't give a straight answer to an NPC, we give a dollar to charity.
God, we are the most generous group ever.
So we're trying to do our part, you know?
Yeah, come on. That's why.
I don't know if we can afford that. So yeah, he transformed into... what you think is probably a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he didn't say, I'm a werewolf, as he did it or anything. And then a bunch of his wolf hybrid buddies came bounding out of the woods to
wolf
join
hybrid.
Him. The fight began. You discovered they were resistant to a lot of your
mm-hmm.
attacks and seemed to have some sort of healing or regenerative capabilities,
yeah.
at least in certain circumstances.
Yes.
Bathwack fished a silvered weapon, a hammer, a war hammer, out of the guy's pack. And found that that was a bit more effective. Fire also seemed to be a little bit better than most of your other attacks. You've since killed two of them. There are four that remain. But unfortunately, at this point, Lank is currently laying on the ground,
oh, no.
bleeding out.
Oh, my
I
God.
Forgot
oh.
that. Yes. I mean, I haven't.
Oh, no.
He has succeeded his first death saving throw. And then Katie said at the very end, you
what
just said that,
oh, yeah.
that, your patron decided to be oh so generous and provide some aid in the form of a familiar, but not Bernard as you're used to, or Frederick, but a newcomer,
yep.
Madeline,
yep.
your sister, in the form of a small pseudo-dragon.
Which made me
known.
Lose my concentration and I fell out of the sky.
Oh yeah, I forgot that! Guys, this is a great team effort. Best recap ever.
See, that's my... It wasn't even I rolled or anything. I just decided. How good... I'm a good player, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I ruined my own spell just for the story
commitment.
And the comedic effect.
And then the whole party dies because
Shit,
of it.
Shit, I know. I'm gonna die because of it. Now I'm on the ground with a bunch of werewolves. Fuck.
And most interestingly, perhaps, of that, besides the fact that your sister, who in your mind is dead, is now with you in this other form,
mm-hmm.
As soon as she appeared, Rafina immediately was... aware of her entire backstory with you, Will.
Wait, oh, Madeline's entire backstory.
Yes, and that's why I had Katie give a backstory, which she's still complaining
I'm
about.
I'm so glad I remember it.
Oh, should you do it again?
I wish I knew. I would have written something.
One of your complaints that it was at 11:30. So
yeah,
now
it's
not 11:30.
Okay, wait. Here's what happened. Okay, Will sold her up the river to a pimp.
Ah! No! No! That is not true at all!
That's what Rafina remembers!
Oh, that's not true! Will would be so offended. See, that's the thing. That's a kind of summarization that has been...
Oh, yeah. Shit. Ooh. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to turn the clock Ooh. Off.
Spirit! What does the bell toll mean?
His coming was foretold to me!
Have I missed Christmas? Okay, so not to a pimp, but to some, like, crime boss, right?
All right, improved a little bit.
Yes, he's not a pimp. He was the boss of the entire, you know, it's basically the position that Will took over. The guy was a really, really bad guy.
Okay.
Eventually Will kills him, but yeah.
Yeah, and then because of him, eventually she dies.
Because of Will, she dies eventually, but it's also...
No, because of the crime boss, right?
Yeah, he's really not a good guy. He abused her, you know, like she's... gorgeous. She's like this. That's one thing I feel like. It's like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
She is one fine ass pseudo dragon.
Yeah. No, but in human form. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I get shy because it's my story that I've written and stuff, but it's weird to talk about it out loud. Also, it's weird because I'm trying to get into character, so I feel really guilty and weird about it.
To put it in second grade terms, it's still your sloppy copy.
It's my sloppy copy.
My sloppy copy.
So eventually she's trying to get out of that situation, and she approaches Will to get her out of the situation, and Will's like, bear with it for a while longer. Didn't know that it was that bad, but come on, you can do it. Let's stick together. We'll make it better. And he offered her the locket that he wears, the one that he is
that he got back.
Yeah, the one that his patron basically. That's why it's like such a messed up thing that he has to wear this. It's not because it's a woman's locket. It's because it's this locket that he used to try to bribe Madeline to stay with this guy. So she approached Bernard for help. Bernard being who he was, this just decent guy, but having no background in the criminal, what's it called?
The underworld.
The underworld, that criminal underworld or whatever. He went to try to get Madeline from the crime boss, Casper, and he got killed because of that. And that destroyed Will, because Bernard was Will's best friend. And then eventually, because of all this, Madeline kills herself. So Will is semi-responsible for both of those people's deaths, even though he's not really responsible. It's not fair. He didn't directly do anything, but he did.
His internal monologue every night.
Yeah, he has problems, but that's about it. That's the summary, that's as much as I can summarize.
So you sold her up the river to a pimp.
No! He's not a pimp.
Oh, TLDR. So that's where we are.
Yes.
Okay.
We are in the middle of Will's turn.
I am? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You did not take any actions.
Oh, I fell out of the sky.
Pretty much. That's not an action. That's a free action to lose your concentration.
Oh, crap.
Madeline floats down to you, and she's like, What is going on? Where are we? What have you done, Will?
Don't talk to me right now. I'm going to die. We're going to die.
And then what do you do?
And then he Eldritch Blast, because he can't even think. Like, he's just going to Eldritch Blast this werewolf that's closest to him and then run away.
Which color?
The red one.
Okay.
The one wearing jeans?
That's...
Is he wearing jeans?
I think so, probably.
Is that Teen Wolf?
Yeah. Like an Eldritch Blast Teen
it's
Wolf.
Teen Wolf 2. And then Jason Bateman. All right, that's the one that Nick has been dueling with, so that's okay. Go ahead and you're going to direct both of your beams.
Both blasts at that guy.
Okay.
Those are terrible rolls! Wait, okay.
You had a bunch
14
to it.
14 and 13.
I think actually those both hit. Let me
really?
See.
Wait.
Yep.
It's because he's just wearing jeans.
Yeah, they both hit.
One! This is what I'm saying. I'm going to fail tonight. An 8.
All right. So you deal 9 damage, but which he promptly again, regenerates. A lot of it seems
damn
to
it.
Deflect off.
Damn.
Would you like to do anything else?
I run away.
Do you want to push him? Remember, you can push your...
Yeah, I'm going to push him away from Rafina and Nick, as far away from them as I can. That's only 10 feet,
You can move him here, I would say.
Yes, perfect. Push him away as far as away from them as I can. But really, Will's like, it's a very distracted Eldritch Blast as he looks at his weird-ass dragon sister or something and scrambles against the... What is this, mud and grass? I have no idea. Trying to get away, just running as far away as he can.
It's a tundra.
It's a tundra. Oh, crap.
All right, you can move your dude, so go ahead.
Oh, okay.
And would you like to do anything with your familiar? Would you be of mind to...
Maybe subliminally he could be like, I don't know what she can do.
She can bite and she can sting, which
do
has
Do I know
the,
that?
The, yeah. You
sting?
Kind of inherently know. She has a poison-tipped tail. So she can sting with it, and it can damage, but also has a chance to poison and something else.
In reality...
They can fall unconscious if they fail by a lot.
Mm, okay. I feel like it's way metagaming if I just tell her to go and do that. But...
You fell out of the sky for the sake of non-metagaming, so you do what's true and right in your heart.
Maybe...
Just like Scrooge taught us.
Come on, maybe she can do something herself. Can't she? Come on! Make your own decision.
So you don't tell her to do anything.
I think he's just terrified.
She flies along after you, like as close to your ear as possible, and is like, you didn't answer my question! What is going on? Where are we? Oh, you tell me right now!
Oh, no.
That's what she does.
Oh, great. Oh, no.
And then we go to Rafina.
Hello.
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 Oh, hi.
Which werewolf are you greeting?
Oh, no.
You've got one right next to you, the one with knee pads on in the image.
Knee pad werewolf?
Another one just...
Blue dot?
Yes, the blue dot one. That one is the most severely damaged of the four that are left.
Okay.
One just got blasted past you by Will, and your dwarf friend is lying on the ground unconscious next to you.
Hello. I would say if I wasn't unconscious.
I need to fix him. He needs to be fixed.
That's probably a good idea.
Who votes for fixing Link?
Let's call it healing. I don't like the term.
She pulls out her socket set.
When I wake up, I would like to be intact, if you know what I mean.
I've already used spiritual weapons, so I'm not going to do that. All right. Hang on.
So how are you going to fix him?
I'm going to heal you with a printing press.
you probably have some options.
I have a sewing machine that really does the trick.
Ooh, sew them back together.
Yeah, exactly. All right. He's not at zero hit points, right? Or is he negative?
I'm negative.
When you fall unconscious, basically you go to zero. So he has zero hit points currently. You could heal him outright. If you heal him, he will actually wake up.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Healing word, probably.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think it just targets one creature, so it'll focus on
creature
him.
Of choice you can see regain 1d4 plus spell mod whiz. Let's use it as a level 2 slot. So 2d4 plus 7. All right. All right, got a 1 and a 3.
All right.
Plus 7. So wait, I pick the bigger of those, or do I add them?
No, it's 2d4, so you add them together.
I am taking notes, but somehow I still forget these things.
Been 7 years since we've last played.
Just imagine, that's how long Marley was dead.
Ah, to begin with.
Very good.
To begin with, yes.
Too bad we can't release this one around Christmas. This one's going to come out in like March.
I know.
Completely out of order just because there are some topical Christmas references.
Okay, so a total of 11.
So, Lank, you get 11 hit points.
And okay, I gain so 3 as the blessed healer.
I'm not going from negative numbers, I'm going from 0.
Correct, so you have 11 hit points, that's correct. The only reason negatives matter is if you take enough on that hit that knocks you out to... In 4th edition, I know it was half. I think in this one it might be all of your hit points.
I think it is. That was the only reason Bathwack didn't die at one point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter right now, so I don't care, but... If you go over that, you are instantly dead. So, if a dragon comes and deals, 200 damage to you, you die.
Oh, I see.
That's where the negatives matter. Otherwise, once you take that hit, if it doesn't kill you outright, you are at zero. So.
Fair enough. Well, then I am... Oh, hello.
You're going to say raring, but I'm rare up.
I'm... I may not
word.
Be like, oh, all full of energy, but I'm like, okay. I'm awake.
Doesn't anyone want to know what word I said?
Yes.
Sandwich artist.
These words echo in your ears, Lank.
And Lank sits bolt upright and says, I agree. Leaps to his feet.
And did you say, Rafina, that you heal some yourself because you're all blessed?
I am a blessed healer, and so I got 3.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. I like
tack
it.
That on.
I am tacking it.
And I believe that healing word is a bonus action.
It says one bonus action.
Yes, so you can still take your normal action this turn.
Woo! All right. And I haven't used my favorite guiding bolt.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. Free. Okay, so I'm going to...
Which one are you going to try to hit?
I'm going to polish off that dude. The knee pad dude.
Remember, since he's up close, you do it at a disadvantage.
No, I don't want that.
All right.
I'll zap the red guy then.
All right.
Flash of light streaks toward creature of my choice. Red dude. Ranged spell attack. Okay. Pew! On hit, 4d6 radiant damage. And next attack roll on creature is with advantage.
Yes, so anybody gets advantage on him.
Nice.
Who tries to hit him, because he's all glowing and easy to see.
All right.
So roll your attack first.
Boop. 7. Spell attack bonus of 6.
All right, you hit.
Woohoo! 6. 3. 1. 3.
Alrighty. As with all of everybody's attacks, mostly, It doesn't seem to be as effective as you would think. It does some damage to him, though. And he is shrouded with this bright light. So everybody's like, whoa, there's a werewolf there. I can hit that.
Which one is it? The blue
one? The red one.
The red one. Okay.
The jeans one.
Okay.
It's, what is it? What's his name? I can't.
Teen Wolf?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Okay.
Teen Wolf 2.
Okay.
All right. And then we go to Nick. And he's like, oh man, my guy. Because that was the guy he was dueling with.
Just turn around, Nick. There's another guy right there.
Oh, fine. Cool magic, though. I like your dragon!
I'm not talking to you, I'm too preoccupied
and
with
the dragon.
And he tries
to stab
situation.
The other guy, the blue guy, and he is successful. Mm-hmm. This guy is surrounded by lots of allies, so he can do his super sneak attack damage.
Good.
So
do
he
it.
Is going to hit him with his cool rapier.
Yeah, it's just gonna like bend in half. That's yeah. Damn it.
These werewolves turn all of your weapons into those kinds that retract up into the blade.
Yeah, they're all trick.
Mm-hmm. All right, no. So the rapier does 12 damage normally, and then the sneak attack, he comes in with his short sword and tries to stab him in a different place. And that would have done 15.
Nice.
What did I say about what the other one was? 12?
I didn't hear.
So normally that'd be 27 damage. Guys!
Yeah!
Nick is a great guy! But it does half that.
Aww.
And he is like, huzzah! Boing. It actually does that a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we go to Batthwack.
All right. So can someone look at me? Let you know, Lank or Nick, and tell me, do I have a green aura around me or not? I can't remember.
You did at one point in this fight. How long does it last?
Oh, 10 minutes.
Then yes, you definitely do.
Okay.
Nick attacked the knee pad werewolf, the one in blue, the one that's been mostly beat up on. He is not looking very good. He is looking to be on his last legs.
Good.
The one that's marked with green, who is nude, apparently. No normal human clothes. That guy looks fine. I don't know if he's been hit at all.
Oh, God.
In fact, I know he hasn't. The yellow one, who's on the other side of you, those are guys are kind of flanking you, the cartoon Scooby-Doo looking one. He's fine too. And then Will blasted one away from the group, and then Rafina hit him with a guiding bolt, so he's all glowy. And then Lank is on the ground next to you, but he's awake now.
Okay. And Irina is like behind that rock way over there or something.
Yeah, I didn't mention that at all last time. Yeah, she and the little kitty lady.
Oh, there they are.
Yes, yeah. Are hiding over behind that rock, actually.
I was joking about that, but there they are.
Yep. They're really there.
I feel okay. Like you're the Unabomber or something like with this dark... you look really creepy.
I thought you meant in the game. I thought you meant Batwack somehow was the Unabomber. Yeah. I was very confused.
He could be.
It's the sunglasses.
All right, let's just attack the blue guy.
All right. Using your silvered warhammer?
Yes. What the hell? Okay.
He can't see anything.
There we go.
He's trying to feel the pips of the die.
21 to hit.
That certainly hits him.
All right. And then 10 slashing damage. Oh no, that's the longsword. Crap. I don't know what the hammer does.
1d8.
Great. Okay, 10.
The hammer crushes into the werewolf and sends his right arm flying, and he is spun to the ground, letting out a series of yelps into gurgled moans, and he dies.
This is the blue guy?
The blue guy. Kneecaps. I mean, knee pads.
Kneecaps.
Kneecaps. He's the one that has kneecaps.
Good.
Is
it a bonus action to loot his kneecaps?
No!
I mean, pads.
Nope, too late. Add to your inventory 4 werewolf... Wait, he's in hybrid form, so 2... werewolf kneecaps.
You can put it in the pouch where you used to carry around an arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less gross. Somehow.
Marginally.
Everybody is relieved that Batwack is only carrying around werewolf kneecaps.
At least it sounds like a spell component or something, not just I have a lady's human arm in my bag.
That's still walking around with us.
Yeah. Like a creepy serial killer the other way.
All right. Anything further?
Can I do a second attack, but on a different target?
You may.
Great. All right. 26 to hit.
Yeah. Which one are you hitting?
Oh, green.
All right. Nude. Not Scrappy-Doo.
And that's 14.
All right. Again, hit solidly into him. And then we go to the werewolves. The glowing one, the glow slowly fades away, and he bounds over to you, Rafina. He is going to lunge at you, and he's going to try to first claw at you, and then bite you.
But I'm nice.
You just hit him with a crossbow bolt that made him glow.
But she's nice, okay?
It wasn't a crossbow. It was just a plain old bolt.
As he as he lunges at you, you see some of the wounds on his body stitch up and heal.
Oh my god.
Ew! Guys, there's something going on here!
They fix themselves. All right. The claws is a 23 to hit.
Oh my goodness.
The claws? Like
his claws
Santa?
Attack, yes.
Oh. You said the claws is.
He's a lawyer. Yeah. Certain claws
Santa
in his.
Claws. Duh.
It's Tim Allen in his best role.
Yep, exactly.
So that does 6 slashing damage to you.
Uh-oh.
And now that he's closed the distance, he's going to try to sink his teeth into your flesh.
Oh, no.
And that is a 22 to hit.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
And that does 4 piercing damage.
You guys, who will heal the healer?
And
gotta protect her.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How many piercing damage?
4.
I'm
not very good with numbers.
Is she within, 10 feet from me?
She is. Everybody but Will is right now. And the ladies behind the rock.
Good. So it's a +3 on a saving throw.
Saving throws. 16 plus 2 plus 3 is 21.
All right. You feel your blood run hot for a moment, emanating out from this bite wound, but it quickly fades.
This is scary. You. These bites, I feel like that kind of thing. One of us had a bite last time and somebody had a... It must have been Lank because he's like dead. He must have had some sensation or something. It's like... Right? Didn't we have to... Oh, I'm scared, guys! I'm scared!
Sensation.
Oh, sensation.
I don't recall any sensations.
Alright.
Are you sure?
The green one, whom Bathwack struck, is going to strike back out at you, Bathwack.
I'm not sure why Will is afraid. He's like a whole swimming pool away from us.
And I will get further.
I'm always just half tempted to make all the enemies' heads just turn and look at Will and then bound after him. Oh, no. Opportunity attacks be damned. All right.
What do you think Irina and the cat are saying to each other behind the rock?
I hope our friends don't die and we just get murdered very quickly.
I will listen to you play the kitty piano.
All right. The werewolf first tries to claw at you, Bathwack, and has a 19 to hit.
Oh, good. That's a miss.
Wow, he's so hard to hit.
He is. He'll stand long after the rest of us are dead.
And that is much less. That is a 7 to hit. He's trying to bite at you. Gnashing off of your armor and your glowing green shield thing. And the yellow one, Scrappy-Doo, he is going to try to strike at you, Lank, still laid out on the ground. He gets to do so with advantage because you are prone.
That seems absolutely dickish. All right.
Those are both very good rolls. That is a 23 to hit with his claws.
Okay, well, I got clawed.
He only has, 10 hit points.
I have 11, for long, but I have 11.
Sorry.
That's a good roll. Let's see. It's okay. 7 slashing damage.
Oh, shit!
And now he's going to try to sink his teeth into you. Whoop. That is... Whoa! That werewolf just rolled 2 ones.
Woo! I could've
gone Christmas
out of the
way. Miracle! It is a Christmas miracle.
He just goes, and he gets so
frothy,
frustrated. Yeah, he's frothy. So frothed. This attack brought to you by Starbucks Frappuccino. It really looks like he's almost rabid for a second. He's like, he feels like he should just be able to sink his teeth into your face and rip you apart. That he transforms into human form.
Oh my god. Ooh, because he rolled double ones. Screw that guy. Someone kill him quick!
Suddenly,
stab him through the groin.
A nude, hairy man is standing in front of you.
Ooh.
Ooh, could I get an attack of opportunity? Because if that happened, someone sitting right in front of me turned into a naked, hairy man, my instinct would be to smash them with a hammer.
But now that he's a human, doesn't he want to be our friend?
Yeah, come on.
I don't care. I'm going to smash him with a hammer.
How many people want to be your friend? He's like, wait, Will's over there. No, thank you. All right. And then we go... Lank, it is your turn.
Go, Lank! Oh,
good. I'm going to... Ew. So that's the yellow guy?
Yes.
Scrappy-Doo.
Mm-hmm. Scrappy-Doo. All
right.
Looking very, very healthy and hale, yet naked and human.
Naked and hairy. It's the naked and hairy that's going to hopefully guide me to demolish him. That is 17... You'd think I'd know this by now. 25 to hit.
Definitely hits.
That is 16 damage.
Alrighty. Again, his flesh feels a bit more unwielding than you would expect, but you do certainly deal him some damage as your maul strikes true. I'm assuming you stood up beforehand, by the way.
Yes, I jumped up because I was like, ew, naked man.
And you have your second attack.
I do. I'm going to hit him again, if I can. That is a 15 to hit.
That still hits.
Oh, goody.
Yes.
Oh, goody.
And that is 11 damage.
Alrighty. So some of that is delivered through your maul. Is there anything else you want to or can do?
Can I spit on him?
You may. Spitting is a free action.
Because he's disgusting. They're all naked and
roll your spit attack. You get +4 to hit.
His fault. He's a will.
I dropped that one.
Right?
Okay.
It wasn't a choice. He was born with it.
Yeah, but he wasn't born attacking me in such a way that if he screwed up his attack, he would be in my face all naked.
It's a very complicated justification.
It's what I'm using.
One thing I will remind you of, Lank. One of your abilities is called Second Wind. You can use your bonus action to heal yourself.
Whoa.
For 1d10 plus 6.
Nice!
You can do
really?
This once every short rest.
Oh my god!
Might want to do that. Also,
I'm gonna do that.
Also, you have something called Action Surge.
Holy
Wait a second, do I know these things? What the
Are you just making these up?
Where is this coming from?
Well, it's on your character sheet, and also I'm referring to this email that I sent you in July.
See anything on my character sheet about healing thingies.
As I said in my email, these are listed on the right side of your sheet. Keep
right
them in mind.
Side.
They might help you out. Do you see them?
Yeah. You know what? Oh, I see what happened. Okay, so that was not... the text was too big and it wasn't on the screen. So now I have... Look at all these things I have.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes. So you have your second win, which might be advisable at this point.
Yep, I'm gonna do that whole thing. So 1d10 plus 6 is a total of 11.
There you go. Add that right on there. And then you can't do that again until you take another short rest.
Well, then I'm going to lay down and take a short rest.
The short rest is like 2 seconds, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, because I'm so short.
The other thing that's floating around over there in big text world is Action Surge. Again, once every short rest you can do this, you can take an additional action.
All right, I'll hold that one in the back pocket
right.
for right now.
Keep that in mind. And we go to Will.
All right. This is terrible that I didn't write down which one I cast. Do you remember whether I cast Scorching Ray or the Orb? Do you remember? I thought it was Ray. It was the orb. Oh, really? Was it Ray?
Oh, I could be wrong.
I thought it was the orb because I thought I put the coin in orb.
It was totally orb, yep.
Okay, all right.
What? So Scorching... I've never heard Will say the word orb.
Well, I said it. Too bad you missed it.
I'm being a lot of wrong tonight.
So I'm going to cast Scorching Ray at...
How many rays do you have with it?
It is 3 rays of fire. And when I cast it 3rd level or higher... 1 additional ray for each slot level above second, so it's just
4. So 4 rays total. Right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And you can direct them wherever you want, just like your Eldritch Blast.
I just hit everybody and I leave. Okay? Cool. Okay, no, I'm going to hit the one that was attacking the healer because that's terrifying. I'm going to throw all 4 rays at
that. Whoa! Ready.
I'll look Redman. Like a hero, too, because it's look, Rafina, I'm protecting you, okay? So I have to roll 4 d20s, right?
I believe so.
All right.
Plus 6.
14.
Hit.
20.
Hit.
21.
Hit.
11.
Miss.
Okay. 2. 8. 13. 18. At 23.
Okay, one more.
25. 25 damage to that asshole werewolf of fire!
All right, describe it. You never get to cast that, or rarely do.
Right,
so
I
go
rarely
for it.
Cast that. So I'm scrambling away from this fight, not having expected to be too close to these werewolves. So he's running, plus his sister is speaking in his ear, which is
constantly
really freaking him out. And he whirls around and he sees Rafina being attacked by this werewolf, and he just swats at his sister, and then
how dare you?
He's like, I'm sorry! But he sees that and he's very, very upset and discombobulated. And so he just starts whirling his arms around, and they're all fiery, like all of his forearms. It's like something he's never done. He's just all like freaked out, and this is just coming. It's like an arena moment.
Definitely. Everybody in the party just ducks out of instinct.
Yeah, you hear Will like freaking out over in the corner, and he's all
Nick
sudden...
throws himself on a werewolf to protect him.
Yeah, it's like too cruel for the werewolves. And so I feel like he's still like off kilter. That's why that last ray missed. He's throwing his arm like a baseball throw. It's like he's whirling his arms. Both of them are fire. And then it's like he's licking up one arm, throwing it like a baseball over to, and it's just this ray of fire hitting that one werewolf.
Does he do like 4 throws, or does it like just split into like these 4?
That's a good question. Let me think about that
that's
for
why
a
I
while.
Asked it. Oh, God. All right, everybody, let's take a break.
I think it's 4, like 4 from his fingers. Like,
oh, 1
from
each
finger.
Wow. Mm. What's he going to do when he gets up to like 6 rays?
He
grows a finger.
Holly Digiridophalange.
Holly Digiridophalange.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully I can't go above 10, because I have 10 fingers, so there we go.
Kick your shoes off.
Yeah, I'll have to eventually.
Unzip your fly.
Yay! My pants get burned really badly.
Afterwards, because you know playing with fire makes you wet the bed. all right. So yeah, these flame rays, 3 of them crash into the werewolf. The 4th one goes flying off into the woods, probably to set a huge forest fire.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry, nature. I don't care. I hate nature.
And the werewolf lets out a loud, and the flames really seem to strike home, strike true, more so than some of your other attacks.
That's what he gets for messing with Rafina.
Oh, Will, thank you.
He pulls on his collar.
And are you still just coping with the fact that your dead sister is nattering away in your ear?
Well, I just tried to swat her, too. Mm-hmm. And then I say sorry, and then I'm just like, we're in the middle of something, stop talking and go do something to them! Go do something to the... Can you? That's like all he says. Do something?
She's like, what are you talking about? I'm not going to... And as she's saying this, she's turning and going to do it.
Because she has to, even though she doesn't want to.
She is going fly back and float over to the green one and try to sting it with her tail.
Okay.
So go ahead and make an attack.
And I just watch like, An attack.
Yes.
Okay.
So roll a d20. You can add
18.
Oh, okay, that
what
hits.
Add?
You add 6. I can give you the sheet for it if
you
want.
I need them for all of them.
Yeah. So that definitely hits.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll 2d4.
2 and 3, 5.
All right. So it's 5 plus 4, so 9 piercing damage. So you deal a portion of that to Mr. Green.
Okay.
But then she also injects some horrible poison into him. And so he has to make a constitution saving throw.
Do I know this? Can I? Am
yes,
I aware,
you're aware
of what's happening? Oh, whoa, gross! What happened to you? What are you? It's disgusting!
Right. Okay. The poison is effective.
Yay!
And so he is now poisoned.
That's right.
You get the idea that if he was less constitutional, he could have been knocked out by this poison. It's pretty potent.
Awesome.
Stuff. And then we go to Rafina.
Can't I just reach out and punch the red guy?
You can do whatever you want. This is D&D.
Reach out.
You could kiss
punch
him if you wanted.
Someone.
You could.
Oh. Maybe I should try a little nonviolent solution here.
Just sit on the ground.
I'm going to meditate, my friends.
You are now an werewolf.
Oh, that's a good one.
Alex just won the game.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, if I do anything to red guy, he's gonna get me back. Can you remind me of the status of the green dude?
The green guy has been hit by a few different people. He was just stung by this dragon thing that you know to
oh,
be
oh, he's
Will's
the
sister.
One who was stung. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, and that's good enough for me. I'm gonna pull out my crossbow because I need to keep practicing. 16 plus 6.
All right, so that certainly hits.
What? 1d8 plus 3. All right, 8. Plus 3 is 12.
Your bolt whistles over Lank's shoulder and thwacks into the green one. Doesn't sink as deeply into his flesh as you might have expected, but it still does penetrate the flesh.
8 plus 3 is 11. I'm sorry.
Did I say 12?
Did all of us say different things?
8 plus 3, that's 68.
Objective.
Who's counting anyway?
Yeah, me.
12. I certainly am not.
Look, I'm counting. And then we go to Nick. He was so excited to deal some damage to this guy, and then he just falls dead in front of him from a silvered hammer blast, so he's going to turn around, look for someone, and he goes, oh, you! It's the guy that he's been dueling with, and he whirls around and tries to stab him. And he rolls off the table, and then he rolls a 20! Alrighty. And he's also going to get to do a sneak attack bonus, because Rafina is right there backing him up. Guys!
Backing away.
The half NPC, half character is doing something. Everybody tune out for the next minute. All right. Here we go. So we've got max 13 plus another D8. So 15, but then he also gets to add. Plus 6 is 21. Plus 3 is 24. Plus 3 is 27.
Aw, yeah!
Mm. All right. But again, and the red one staggers back a little bit, because even though the rapier just bends like so much silly putty, it still has a significant amount of force behind it. And he is looking a bit unsteady on his feet. And we go to Bathwack.
I'm going to hit the naked guy.
All right.
I would.
The naked guy is ready and waiting.
That's why I hit him.
All right, 23.
That hits.
14.
Okay. Your hammer comes crushing down into him, dealing its full force of damage. No reduction at all. And he's still there. Maybe limping a little, but he's not about to die or anything.
Rafina would like to remind everyone that being naked is not a crime.
That is true.
Do you also want to remind us not to go into the windmill while we're at it?
I might as well.
Please tell the employees of Jefferson Valley Mall that, Rafina, because I would like to raise a complaint.
What?
There it goes.
Oh, Eric.
I was just trying to do my special version of A Christmas Carol, guys.
One man naked Christmas
yeah,
carol.
Yeah, Scrooge has thrown off all worldly trappings.
Oh. Worldly trappings.
I just realized that you could also spell Scrooge S-C-R-E-W-E-D-G-E.
Scrooge.
How is there not a film adaptation titled that? There's been like every other one.
It really is. Okay, guys.
It may not be in English. It's probably in Swedish or something.
Scrooge.
Scrooge.
And the ghost of Christmas past.
Spot on Swedish accent.
I know, right? Whenever I go to Sweden, they think I'm from there.
Yeah, seriously. When you speak English and you do it, just do it in that accent.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to speak the language.
Little known fact, none of them speak Swedish. They all speak English with dumb Swedish accents.
Oh my god.
In the interest of full disclosure for our audience, I have never actually been to Sweden.
But, important question, was the Swedish chef in Muppet Christmas Carol?
Ooh.
Yes,
he
was.
There we
yes,
go.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Birdie, 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 birdie. Yay! I'm
oh,
with my
man.
People.
I'm so mad that this episode comes out in the spring.
I know.
We just really hurry it up.
Let's start releasing 3 episodes a week.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sir Batwack, would you like to finish your turn?
Yeah. I'm going to hit him with my hammer again.
Okay.
23 and 13 damage.
Okay.
Provide the hammer. Prevent the bite. Provide it to their heads.
Yeah,
prevent them from biting you.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to provide it to anyone in particular or just
me. I will be close
enough. Give it to me.
Oh, yeah,
give it to me.
Will is out there volunteering to get hit in the head with a hammer. They'll never see that coming.
Is it a bonus action to throw it as hard as I can toward Will?
It's a free action to throw anything at Will at any point.
Mike throws the naked guy. Do something about this!
Will's like, I know just what to do.
Hey, no, asexual mostly.
Except with
seriously,
your dead mother.
Will want the hammer?
Oh my god, no. I don't think I would ever get close enough to actually hit anybody. But it would be pretty funny. I would take it and just be like, hey, if anyone comes over here, look what
thanks,
I've got.
Thanks for the paperweight.
I love that you're yeah. making it sound like their problem. If anybody would ever bother to come over to me during a fight. Guys, I'm just waiting to be attacked. A little rude.
The back of my head hurts.
From laughing?
Yes.
From Bathwack hitting it with a hammer.
From the hammer, yeah, exactly.
The hammer.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Bathwack?
Just provide it to everyone! Provide it!
Provide.
Oh, all right, yeah, I'm gonna hit Lank with it.
I didn't ask for this.
The werewolf's like, I know, right?
Like the werewolf and I are having a nice bonding moment.
All right, it is the werewolf's turn. If anybody's watching, the red dotted werewolf, Jason Sudeikis,
Jason Bateman? You just said Jason Sudeikis.
No, it's definitely not Jason Sudeikis.
It's not the same person.
No.
Although they were in, like, that...
Jennifer Jason
Mumford
Lee. It's Jennifer Jason Lee.
All right, cool.
Teen Wolf 3. She's at it again.
Is that a movie? I almost believe that movie was.
It's set in the WNBA.
What? Somebody's gonna make this movie. Oh, my goodness.
It's got to be Jennifer Jason Leigh too. That is a requirement.
Yes.
Anyway, some of his wounds knit up and are fixed.
Oh, damn it!
They're fixed. I told you.
Mm-hmm. And they're gonna try to do their thing.
Crap.
Mr. Yellow is going to transform back into a hybrid werewolf.
Oh, God.
And snarl, because that's about all he can do on his turn. Mr. Red is going to try to first claw at Nick. And that is going to miss. He's going to try to bite Rafina.
What? Why am I being picked on?
She says after he attacks somebody else first.
I feel singled out.
That's a great show. 14 to hit.
16.
That misses.
Meaner.
His teeth grind into your multicolored leather armor, but don't sink deep enough to harm you. And then Mr. Green is going to claw at Bathwack. That is a miss. He rolled a 2. And bite at Bathwack. And that is also a 2. Also, I forgot, he's at disadvantage. So he might even roll a 1. Let's find out. Nope. But he still rolls only a 2. He's disadvantaged because he's poisoned, just so you know.
Yeah! Right.
And Screw that guy.
So terrible. It is. All right.
And this is all going to be great in March.
All right.
Throw in a St. Patrick's Day joke. Hey.
Right now. Oh, he.
Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms.
That's the only one I know.
I am Irish and I can't think of anything. Gaelic, Aaron Go Brown.
Aaron Go, yes.
Aaron Go Brown.
I think of something. Green clover.
Aity taity taity tay. God bless us, everyone. Did I do it, guys? Did I do it? Is that right?
No, it's right. This is perfect. Oh, goodness.
Kiss me, I'm Fezziwig. This is gonna make no sense in March.
It's not gonna make any sense. Play the character as a St. Patrick's Day drunk.
Or like I'm just said March randomly. It's probably like April or May, and the St. Patrick's jokes don't make sense.
Okay, let's okay.
Happy holiday.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Oh. It's Bastille Day.
The Easter Bunny was dead to begin with.
The spirits did it all in one night. It's still Labor Day.
Quick, run and buy the biggest sapling to plant for Arbor Day!
I'll give you half a crown! I think we're covered. We got it. Can't possibly go later than that. Unless it's next Christmas that this comes out, and then it's all resolved.
Fuck! We done do everything else!
The spirits did it all in one night. It's Christmas morning 2018.
I'm going to have to roll a disadvantage for the rest of the game.
All right, done. What's it?
Okay, it's Lank's turn.
All right. I'm looking forward to following that act. All right. With the memories still fresh in my mind of his nakedness, I'm going to take a swing at the yellow
still
guy.
I'm so offended.
That is a 17 to hit.
That is a hit. A resounding hit.
12.
Okay. Crunch. Your hammer hits him again. You know, same song. Say first verse, same as the first.
What the fuck does that
mean? Second verse, same as the first.
You can only speak in Christmas carol terms now.
First verse of Jingle Bells, same as the first verse of Jingle Bells. You don't do as much damage as you would have hoped, but you still damage him some. Blah, blah, blah. Go ahead again. It's so great to listen to. I love it when I'm just like...
If we survive this fight, I'm going to go out and buy something made of silver. Because this is bullshit. All right, that's a 22 to hit.
That is a hit.
And that is 9.
All right, so again, crunchity crunch. He is not looking good. He went from naked to almost dead very quickly.
Well, then maybe I'll use my action surge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Swing one more time. That is 16 to hit.
That is a hit.
His heart grew 3 sizes that day.
That is
I'm so sad.
That's not that Christmas cow!
That is 12.
So I'm basically picturing this terrible image. This guy, he's like shivering and naked, and he pulls all of the strength out to transform back into this hulking beast. But like the split second he does, Lank just is already swinging, and he goes, crunch, crunch, and you pull out this last little bit of strength, crunch.
Does Lank know he's doing this?
Yes, that's what I'm describing. He told me he did this.
I thought that Bathwax was taking his turn. No, no, it's Lank.
No, that was not your husband talking for the past 2 minutes.
God bless us, everyone!
All right, and as that final hammer blow is dealt, he is laid prone, and you caught him just on that edge of turning, and so he's still a nude man from the waist down.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Gratuitous.
Is he a dead man from the waist down as well?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's the important part.
All right, and the other...
That he's dead from the waist down. Okay.
Just from the waist down.
All right, and the other wolves see this happen, and they both in unison go... Very, very loudly.
There are two left?
Yep.
Now?
Green and red.
God.
Christmas colors.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's all coming together. Eric's frozen. His face is frozen.
Oh, it's a werewolf Christmas.
I was actually, full disclosure, I was frozen because I was trying to think of another holiday that I could apply red and green to. Bloody St. Patrick's Day!
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Will. Take your turn.
I don't really have... I only have Eldritch Blast left. I used all my spells. That is a rare time that I do that, but these things freak me out. So I only have Eldritch Blast, so that's what I gotta do.
All right.
All right.
Who are you attacking?
The red one that I've been hitting the whole freaking time. No?
Okay.
No. I'm not annoyed at you. I'm annoyed at the situation. I've hit it with, like, so many things. It's still not dead. Okay. A fucking natural one. The clap right before the silent, tiny little clap.
That's gonna be my new fail sound.
Holy shit.
That clap
tiny
sound.
Clap.
I need to capture that out.
You gotta pull it out.
Where was that? It was about 1:05.
That was live.
Look
that
forward
wasn't
to
a
that,
sound
listeners.
Effect. Yeah, that's the thing. They're not gonna know. They're gonna think it was Greg. And a 2! Are you kidding me? God damn it! You know what? I used all my strength for that scorching ray, and I am just bewildered by my situation. Mm-hmm. So I think I do that, and
you
then
blast
I...
him into the ground to try to fly again, like Iron Man.
Yeah, I tried to use my repulsor rays at Eldritch Blast, but it doesn't work.
Nope.
And then I think he just keeps backing up. This is terrible, but that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. It's Will. He's backing away from this fight even more, as far as he can go. There we go. I'm really brave, guys. And then I see Arena and Cat Lady over there, and I'm like, oh, hey, haha. I'm just getting a good vantage point.
Well, where are you going?
Nowhere.
Get
what?
Back here.
Oh, who are you? You're my sister. I forgot. I didn't know what lady you were portraying. You have 3 ladies to portray.
My voices are so distinct, and yet still so feminine.
Yeah, real feminine. Did you really? You are my sister saying that?
Yes, that was your sister saying
what
that.
What are you doing over there? Get away from there. there.
She flies away.
I keep forgetting that whatever I say, back, you have to obey.
Back towards you, and the werewolf takes a swing at her.
Oh, no! No, don't do that! Oh, God, no!
But she is quick enough that she is able to dart away.
Oh, God, he feels terrible. He's like, he like gets down on his knees, like, like clenching his fists, like, oh, God, no! Yeah, that's what he's doing. No,
right.
No.
And she flies away right next to you again.
Oh, God, okay. Oh, but now you're back here.
Yep.
Damn it.
Hectoring you.
Oh.
Rafina.
Rafina says, wait a second. And she pulls out her tinderbox and rattles it. And you hear a tiny tinkling sound. And she pulls out from inside silver bells. And she shakes them vigorously, hoping that that will do something to the,
that's awesome,
to the werewolves.
It somehow plays the melody of Everybody Dance Now.
The werewolves go, oh, I love the Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm.
Everybody Dance Now is the true Christmas Carol.
Yep, yes.
Oh, man.
So, what do the werewolves do upon hearing the silver bell?
They're still kind of howling up into the air, and they maybe unconsciously modulate their pitch to match the pitch of the silver bells.
Whoa.
No, that's
are those true music terms? Nervous to say anything musical or grammatical, to be honest.
No, I would be more, yes. I would, yeah. I'm a jerk about both. Okay, so they don't even care that I have a silver bell?
Nope.
Aww. Huh. Well, that sucks. All right, then I pull out my crossbow. Is that allowed?
It is allowed.
All right, good. Bell wielding wasn't an action. I'm glad to hear.
That was a good one, though.
Oh, goody. A 6 plus 6 is 12.
That is a hit, actually.
Oh, well, that's pretty great. All right. Mm-hmm. 8 plus 3, 11, not 12.
Alrighty. And I'm assuming you're attacking the one that the means green. You don't have to take disadvantage, yeah.
The green one again, yeah.
Alrighty. Your bolt flies true, flocks into his side, between through the matted fur and dirty flesh.
Ah!
Descriptors! anything else?
Then I throw my silver bell at him.
Alright. Make a ranged attack.
16.
Yeah, that's a hit. Roll a d4 minus 2.
Oh, that's not 4.
D4 minus 2? What if it's negative 1 or something?
I know, really.
He gains 2 hit points.
Yeah, I know.
Bounces off, smacks Lank in the face.
Hey!
Poor Lank.
I got a 4.
Oh, all right. Nice. So you're...
Oh, wait, you said d4?
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a d6, sorry. That's my other problem with the dice.
You say, like, D8, you pull out, like, a calculator and just start typing random numbers. I got a 326!
Okay, wait. I've got a new problem. What if when I look at the D4...
Oh, here we go. That's not a new problem.
This is an old problem.
So it's right on the edge, so I'm looking at both sides at once.
Okay, so that's the thing. I have two different kinds of D4s, and I will explain to you because I know everyone
it's
just
right
makes
on
jokes.
The edge.
There are ones that have the numbers in the corners.
Yes, mine are on the in the middle of this.
Like this.
Your fingers are right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wish I had that.
Okay, the other one has the numbers on the edge at the bottom.
Yeah.
So yeah. This one would be a 4 if I rolled it like this.
Yeah, exactly. I understand that. I really do understand that now. The trouble is that the face isn't facing me. Two faces are facing me at once.
Well, just
what are you rolling on? Like a wall? I don't understand. Are you rolling in a non-Euclidean space? Are you rolling Cthulhu's D4? I don't understand. The horror! Two faces facing me at once. I feel my soul begin to weep. This truly is the perfect combination of A Christmas Carol and St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm dying.
I'm just rolling it on a tray. All right.
Okay. Did it, like, land sideways? Did it, like, land on something? Is it tilted? Did you somehow manage to balance it on an edge?
It landed like this.
Okay, so that's a 3.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a 3.
Look at the bottom.
Yeah, look at it's the bottom.
Oh, wait, they both say 3.
Yeah.
All around. If you spin the whole thing around. And we all discover that Abby has never once properly read a D4. You thought it was like spin the bottle, where whichever number is closest to you. That's what I'm picturing.
Do I need to redo everything?
Forever. We'll all right, let's go back. You're all in the Vistani camp.
It's been real.
Yeah, it has been real.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.